Welcome to Real Estate New You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Brian Gorgon with me today from Budget Blinds. And we're going to talk how cool blinds are and how what advantage it is to put them in your house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate New You. Brian, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I know how you're swamped right now, aren't you?
We're very busy.
I guess all the new construction, and I think we have 72 new construction houses on the ground right now, or in the process of being built.
That sounds about right. I just left one, and I'm on the way to another one.
And I appreciate it. I know how busy you are right now. But I want to talk to a little bit and tell people, you know, as much as I've moved, and you know how many houses you've done for me already personally, the quality is excellent. But I still believe, and I think you'll talk to the appraisers, versus curtains, which I know y'all do curtains too, but I'm really going to talk about the mini blinds more than I think, or not the plantation shutters, and I'll let you get all this straight for everybody in a second. But I think when the appraiser goes in there, if it's attached, what the shutters are, and they're there, they have given some quality and they give some price advantage on when they're doing the appraisal.
It's exactly right. I even tell my customers when we're talking to them, if it's a new construction or a remodel, shutters are right now, we're selling more of those because people see the value in them. And I even tell them to talk to the real estate agent. It adds value to the house. It blocks more light, blocks more heat, but people like them, especially here in the South.
Let's talk about when you said, what about energy efficient?
Oh, that's one of the big questions we're asked all the time. What's the most energy efficient window covering for our windows? A house has an R factor, and it blocks how much heat and how much heat's coming in the summer and how much cold's coming in the winter. The biggest place you're going to lose that energy is through your windows. So we have to cover them. And there's certain window coverings that have better R factors, and shutters being the best in that. So that's another reason why we like shutters so much.
Well, I think they're easy. You dust them, maintain them, all that. You mentioned a little bit earlier about some safety issues and stuff. And this was, would you talk a little bit about that to the listeners?
From now till the end of the year, most of our vendors on all the products have free cordless upgrades. So there's no strings for kids. I'll also do a free evaluation if they have a new baby where they should put the crib and stuff. So the kids can't get in your strings. Last year, there was over 100,000 window coverings recalled because of strangulation on children or small pets. So we'll do an evaluation on the windows. We'll see if they need to be upgraded. We can do cordless upgrades right now for free, or if they are interested in shutters, then there's no strings at all in that product.
So when you say cordless, how do you do a mini blind?
Not a blind or a honeycomb or some kind of shade. It's just wherever your hand stops, the shade stops. There's a motor almost inside the shade that actually pulls it up and down, and it's a pretty big upgrade usually. So right now they're giving it to us for free, so if it doesn't cost me anything, it doesn't cost any of the clients anything.
Let's talk about your process, and I'm pretty familiar with it, but let's explain. Somebody wants, they got buy a new home or they want to do a remodel, you know. You come out, tell them what you do.
They can do a couple different things. They can come by our showroom. We're over by the stadium, Stadium Park, or we can come out to their home. We'll come out to the house. We'll measure all the windows. We'll evaluate which windows they want to look at. We bring all the samples with us. We'll make sure the windows, are they facing east or west? Is it for privacy? Is it for heat? Is it for fashion? A combination of all those things. And we'll try to take care of them the best we can.
Well, I know your wife does the curtains too.
Yes.
And I think we do that. Those are beautiful also. I'm still going back to the plantation shutters. Like you said, no cords, no nothing. The wood, it just looks good and stays good. Give some ideas of what you recommend and what you think people should do.
Well, we've done a lot of shutters in your homes, and I love real estate agents because they do move, and most of them move, and they always do brand new plantation shutters. So shutters are just easy. They're easy to take care of. They're easy to clean. Once you put them in, you're done. I mean, they'll last you about 25 years, maybe longer.
Well, let me interrupt just for a second, Brian. One thing I appreciate, I know you can buy shutters a lot of places. You can buy them at the big box stores. You can buy different things and plenty. But what I appreciated is you came out, and I don't care who puts it in, and I think I've had some of the best builders in San Angelo build some of the houses for us, and they're perfect. But there's no such thing as a perfect window. There's going to be a little variation in everyone in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you want the shutters to fit perfect and line up perfect. And O'Brien personally comes out and measures the windows, measures the deal, makes sure it all fits right. And you obviously have some awesome installers.
One of the guys and I were talking not too long ago, and the more you do it, there's a feel to it, just like anything. The more you've done it, the better you get. And when you're putting up two housefuls of shutters a day, you know how to feel and how it's supposed to fit. And the guys I have are all professionally trained. I mean, they're the best in the business. We clean up after ourselves. They show up on time. They clean up. They show you how everything works, and they're out the door. They don't take a whole lot of time. They don't spend any time in your house except for putting in the work and getting it done and done right. And they'll spend as much time as they need to get it done right, but they're not going to take breaks and waste your time.
So you mentioned you just left a house and all the options you have. Can you kind of go over some of those options for what the consumer can get from you?
Oh, we have over 42 manufacturers I work with. We buy directly from the manufacturers, so we don't have to go through a middleman. Part of the advantages...
That's Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds has that advantage. We're a national franchise. We're the largest seller of custom window coverings in the United States right now. We actually sell more than any of the big box stores or JCPenney's. We provide anything from a simple mini blind to a plantation shutter, wood blinds, faux wood blinds, composite blinds, all different kinds of fabrics, draperies, anything that you've ever seen on the internet or seen on someone's home, we have it. Plus, we have a lot of very unique, specific products that you can only buy through Budget Blinds. Because of the size of us, you can't even buy quite a few products that we have exclusives on.
Like, what are you talking about?
There's a company called BECE out of the Netherlands. They invented a blind called the Butterfly Blind. It looks just like a 2-inch wood blind, but you pull a string and it instantly turns into a shade. No one else can get that. We have some roller shades that are just extremely unique, the way the mechanisms are built. We have the Butterfly Blind. We have some fabric blinds that are made actually out of fabric. They're arguably the most durable blind in the world. You can grab them, twist them, tie them in a knot, and they'll always lay flat again. You can take them down, scrub them in a bathtub. You can't damage them. They're amazing.
Well, and I know you're good to work with people too. And one thing, let's talk a little bit. Plantation shutters are the most expensive, correct?
No.
They're not?
Mm-mm.
Wow. What are more expensive than that?
We have...
See, I'm getting an education here today too, folks.
We have, we're the only priority dealer for Hunter Douglas, which is a very high-end line of window coverings. And they have a product called a Silhouette. And those are more expensive than shutters. And they can actually be motorized. And then they're even quite a bit more expensive than shutters.
You know, Brian, I think the world of you. Will you never show me that product? I'm real happy with plantation shutters, and that's plenty of money.
It's a pretty amazing product. It's the only product that can do all three things. It can tilt like a blind, but it can also roll up and disappear. So there's nothing in your view, and then it can come down, block everything, or then you can tilt it.
Wow.
It's a pretty amazing product. It's great for really big windows if you live on a golf course or if you have a nice big view out to the lake. It's a really nice product to put out there.
I'm still loving the plantation shutters, though. And let's talk a little bit on cost of those, and that's what we talked earlier, is yes, they're going to be more than your blind-type products. Quite a bit more, actually, aren't they?
Correct.
But if you can get some value back when you sell it, because people don't take them with them. They stay there fitted to that window. So they stay with the house. They usually do. So you do get some money back when you sell your house. Versus, I know with draperies, because you can take the drapes off and take them with you, you get no value back.
And back to shutters, and I do love shutters. They're custom made to each window. Everything matches, the color matches whatever, you know, it matches the home, probably the trim work or the hardwood floors. And yes, when you get those put in, you never take them out. I mean, and they'll last for the next homeowner for another 20 years probably. So they do add a lot of value to the house. And so they're a little bit more expensive up front, but in the long run, they'll actually save you or make you money. They have an ROI, talking about the heat factor. They'll actually pay for themselves roughly in about 7 years, just on your energy savings alone.
Well, see, didn't know that either. That's another good news. One other thing, let's talk a little bit. I know you did this, and I appreciated it very much. You know, we built the townhouses over there behind what used to be the Kmart, which is now nothing, which were quite a few. And I just asked Brian point blank. I said, Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. We can go to the big box store, and we just got, what do you call them, just mini blinds, not mini blinds.
They're 2-inch faux wood blinds.
Faux wood blinds. And this is what it's going to cost, and this is how many we have. You did almost all of them, the ones mm-hmm. that we did for me. And was very competitive. In fact, I'm not so sure it wasn't a little bit cheaper than what the big box store was selling the blinds for.
We can compete to anyone in town. We should be lower priced than anyone, as long as we're comparing apples to apples.
Right.
If you're buying the same product, I can beat anyone's price in town.
Well, I think you match their price.
Yeah. We'll install it for about $50 less than what they can install anything for. Yeah.
I mean, your price was still less than theirs.
Correct.
Total. In my head, I'm going, okay, I can buy the blinds there and have to put them in myself, which, folks, that would have been a nightmare. Or Brian can do it, and it's about the same price to me, total cost.
Total cost, it'll be less. I have one client. It's a commercial account here in town, and they always try to do their own with their own maintenance department. And even with maintenance department, it took them 6 hours to install the blinds, going back and forth, getting the right sizes, making mistakes, getting the wrong parts. My guy went in and did a house of 10 blinds in 45 minutes.
Well, like you said, when you do it all the time, you know, look, folks, let's think of something. You go and you think Christmas, do you realize Christmas is right around the corner? And I know you can relate to this with the kiddos. You know, you go buy the fancy-dancy tall box, you know, the dollhouse, whatever it is, done plenty of those. You know, you're the first time ever putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
How many mistakes do we make? You know, 2 hours before, you know, it's supposed
Christmas,
to be.
Yeah,
you're still working on it. Well, the guy that does it at the store has done the 24 of them just before he did yours.
Has all the right parts, knows the right order, doesn't read the directions.
Yeah, he knows that his guys know how to do it and how to put them in. And I will promise you, I still every day go in houses, and you can see where they go get the, and I call them the little cheapy, cheapy plastic, mm-hmm. and they're at an angle at the top even. And it's real not. It looks,
I call it a little
looks,
smiley face.
Yeah, it looks kind horrible.
Of smiles
it looks,
in the center.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
Well, back to your townhouses, on all those blinds also, they have a 5-year no questions asked, no fault warranty. So if one of your tenants breaks a blind, we can get you a brand new one for free. It doesn't cost me a dime.
I'm so glad you came on the show. Hey, those aren't even 5 years old yet. So no. I still have a warranty on them.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know. And you're talking about rental properties, folks. Just what he just said right there. I'm going to tell you right now. He just got all my business on the rent houses because – typically, they're not quite as well taken care of as homeowners. So if you get a warranty on that, that's a big deal.
It's a big, big deal.
Brian, anything else you want to jump into? How do they get – I know they can call your office.
Yeah, call us at 325-658-6200 or stop by Stadium Park at 1917 Knickerbocker.
So go by there. And there's always – what time are your office hours at the shop?
We're open from 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
And I will say this. I've called Brian at weird hours, and if he did answer his phone, he will call you right back. So
yes, sir.
He'll get a hold of you, and he's real good about going out and taking care of your stuff. So I'm saying let's go with the blinds.
I like it, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, we got to mention one thing. Jeremy already brought up SMU. The football team wasn't very good. The basketball team's looking pretty good. If y'all don't know, Brian was like a star swimmer at SMU. No comment.
Our football team's has been a bad year. We had a lost year. We're looking at some really good coaches right now. I think we're gonna have a decision on December 1st. I think there'll be some announcements. Speaking of swimming, we're getting a brand new pool at SMU. But our basketball team, yes, our basketball team is very good right now. I think right now we're ranked 22nd in the country. Won our first game, lost our second one against Gonzaga. But yeah, we beat UConn last year twice at home and away. No. Our national champions from last year. So we got a good program. Larry Brown's doing a good job up there.
Well, so folks, I had to bring this up. You know, it's on our real estate show. But, you know, Jeremy Bryant does our show for us and does an awesome job. So, you know, the first 30 minutes, especially when I get somebody like Brian in here, we should talk about sports before we can do the radio show. So.
Yes, sir.
Brian, again, I'll let you go. But thank you for coming in. Appreciate you.
Scott, I appreciate you. Thanks.